This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now that colleges and universities can no longer consider race in admissions, the percentage of racial minorities enrolled in selective colleges is probably going to go down in the coming years, at least at first. That's what happened in states that previously eliminated affirmative action. So, following the Supreme Court's decision yesterday, schools that still want to have racially diverse student bodies will likely try other strategies. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Since colleges can no longer legally consider what race applicants are, more schools may start considering what socioeconomic class they are. Brian Cook is director of higher education policy at the Urban Institute.
So class-based affirmative action is essentially giving a significant weight to students who come from lower-income households.
The idea is that disproportionately, Black, Latino, and Indigenous populations tend to be lower income, and such a policy could lead to both economic and racial diversity. But Cook points out a lot of low-income students are also white. So
that in and of itself doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a racially diverse group of students.
Another possible strategy: get rid of or reduce legacy admissions, which give preference to the children of alumni. These applicants are more likely to be admitted at some highly selective colleges. Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York has filed legislation that would ban the practice.
Legacy admissions benefit white people and benefit the wealthiest among us and keep poor people and Black people and people of color out of schools.
But those wealthy people are also a major source of revenue for schools. Colleges rely on them for fundraising, and schools want to stay connected to alumni for reasons other than the financial. Again, Brian Cook of Urban.
Legacy admits have been around for a reason. Just completely eliminating them is not an easy decision for institutions to make.
Higher education is still, at its core, a business, and these schools don't want to alienate any of their customers. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.